Shavuotov, a question that came up on Friday was with regard to a person who's a bit of a choler and needs to eat before shul on Shabbat morning. So the question is, do they need to make kiddush when they're just having something light before shul and they haven't yet davened? So as far as the Mishnah Berurah is concerned, it's very straightforward. There's a Biur Halacha in Siman Resh Pei Tet, where he says that if you're once you're allowed to eat on Shabbat morning before tefillah, then obviously you have to make kiddush al hayayin. So therefore, if a person's just having a banana or a bowl of cereal or something like that, then they would have to also make kiddush al hayayin and either drink a reviat of wine to be yotzei kiddush b'makom suda, or perhaps even to have a piece of cake as well, so that they would have fulfilled the requirement of Kiddush B'makom Suda. However, even though it's very pashut to the Mishnah Brura that this is the case, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe, Orach Chaim Chelek Bet, Siman Kaf Chet and Siman Kaf Vav, is not so sure about this at all. He thinks that maybe Misvara, one can say that there's no Chiyuv of Kiddush prior to Tefillah, and that simply Chazal didn't make a takana of Kiddush until the time when most people eat, which is after Tefillah on Shabbat morning. So he thinks that really there shouldn't be a chiyuv of Kiddush before davening, even if one's permitted to eat. But he says Shekvah Horez Akein, that the Mishnah Berurah has already paskened that you do have to make kiddush, and therefore that's how we hold. However, he does make a certain chiluk, and he says that if you're eating things which with which you can't be yotzei kiddush b'makom suda, so then you don't make kiddush. It's only if you're eating minei mazonot, you're eating a piece of cake, or even washing and having bread. So in that case, you would need to make a kiddush. But if you're just having a bowl of cornflakes or some fruit, then you wouldn't need to make kiddush. And he even says that if you're having a bowl of porridge, even though it's mazonot, seeing as according to many poskim, you couldn't be yotzei kiddush b'makom suda with that, you also shouldn't make a bracha, you shouldn't make a kiddush, because why should we be mati you to drink wine before the tefillah, when that's not necessary for your medical condition? All that's necessary for your medical condition is to eat. So if you're eating something substantial, so then you'll make kiddush, but if it's not substantial, then you shouldn't make kiddush. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach held essentially the same, that if you're just eating some fruit or some cereal or a bar of chocolate or something like that before the tefillah, so then you don't make kiddush. As far as the bowl of porridge, he disagrees. He thinks that the bowl of porridge is mazonot, and that in actual fact you can be, at least according to many possibly, you can be koveya suda on that, and therefore he's of the opinion that in that case you should make kiddush, but you should then also eat a piece of cake, or cake instead of the porridge, so that you should be able to make kiddush. And in Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata, in a footnote in Perek Nun Bet, he also brings down in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that if it's possible to eat if you need to eat mazonot, but you don't need to eat it in a big hurry, so you can eat a kazayit in more than kedai achilat pras. So instead of eating the kazayit in, say, 9 minutes, you take 10 minutes, 15 minutes overeating it, because it's not desperate that you eat it right away. So then you wouldn't be yotzei kiddush b'makom suda. And he thinks that would be a preferable way of eating on Shabbat morning rather than drinking the wine and making kiddush. So we seem to have a number one, a machloket as to whether or not things that are not mezonot, just fruit, needs kiddush before tefillah. According to the Mishnah Berurah, yes. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, no. And then even according to Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe Feinstein, there seems to be a sort of hierarchy. If you're having just fruit or charcoal, a yogurt, whatever it might be, you don't need to make kiddush. If you're having porridge, then according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, you would need to make kiddush. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, you wouldn't. If you're having cake or bread, then they both agree that you would need to make kiddush. Rav Shlomo Zalman is of the opinion that if possible, turn it into a way that you're not yotzei kiddush b'makom suda, you're not eating kazayit b'chdei achilat pras, and that way you avoid making kiddush before the tefillah. I also saw a footnote suggesting that if possible, where there's a safek, so in actual fact you should get somebody else who's already davened to make kiddush before tefillah. So if you're going to the late minyan and you've got somebody who's going to an early minyan, ask them to stop by on the way home from shul, make kiddush, to be motzi themselves and to be motzi you if necessary. Then you can eat without drinking the wine, and then after tefillah to make kiddush again, which is of course only borei pri agafen, so there's no question of bracha levatala or bracha sheina tzricha. Ad kan.